Welcome back once again. Thanks, as always, for joining me live on Saturday mornings. Repeat show Sunday nights right here. Orange Shirt Day and Canada's national summer sport still to come with Brock Badgers men's field lacrosse head coach and proud member of Six Nations, Vince Longboat, in a must-listen interview. Speaking of the Badgers, a former Badger and now member of a major league team, Niagara's own Ryan Bench, is here now. This segment of the Niagara Sports Report is brought to you by Runner's Edge. With fall upon us, find the right shoe and outdoor wear you need to stay active and stay warm at Runner's Edge, Ridley Square, St. Catharines, or runnersedge.ca. The MLB Major League Baseball playoffs are just around the corner. Our next guest is now a member of the Texas Rangers organization and is joining us today from Arizona. But before that, he grew up here in Niagara, played for the Brock Badgers baseball team, the Welland Jackfish. So let's turn the back the clock. Firstly, Ryan Bench, welcome to the Niagara Sports Report.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
First baseball memory here in Niagara was?
Growing up playing Pelham Minor baseball and then playing with Bulletproof baseball to the end of my high school career.
Favorite team and player growing up was?
It was probably the Toronto Blue Jays, but I bounced around quite a bit. Generally just followed all the left-handed pitchers.
No one stood out to you, though, in terms of southpaw pitchers?
He's not a southpaw, but when I switched my arm slot to down to the side, Steve Cishek, he was the guy that I went to. Watched a lot of video on him and tried to throw like him.
Interesting. You mentioned the word video, and that leads us today. We'll get into that. Many would assume sports management student at Brock, myself included, but master of science. What steered you in that direction?
Yeah, so I was there for 4 years in my undergrad. Ended up having a presentation, and my TA at the time was a member of Holmes Lab. So Dr. Mike Holmes runs an ergonomics and biomechanics lab at Brock University. And they just started doing baseball biomechanics research. So they let me know that was going on, and I was able to start getting in that lab, volunteering and helping out. And then towards the end of my undergrad career, we decided it would be a good idea to continue with a master's. So just kept working through, and then, been enrolled since.
Let's get to landing with the Texas Rangers. How did that all come to be?
So during the time that I was working in Holmes Lab, one of the other grad students, Rich Burfer, he had friends that he had worked with before. One of them, Caleb Watkins, he's my supervisor now. And some point during my career at Brock, we hopped on a phone call and we were talking biomechanics together, just trying to get things going with his lab at Baylor and our lab at Brock, and just ended up crossing paths later and was able to get here and work with him now.
Amazing how sports brings people and things together. You collect, process, and analyze sports science data that will support the Rangers in their athlete evaluation, training, and performance, again, in Arizona. Take us through a day in the life of Ryan Bench.
Yeah, so spring training's crazy. All the guys are down here. We have usually around like 140 to 160 players. So we get all the pitchers that come through our performance center, and we just collect data on them and go through, evaluate the data, bring it to the coaches, and we end up basically identifying what we want to attack with each player and how we want to do it with each coach, and go from there. We do same type of thing with hitting as well. And so spring training, that's every day.
Exactly. And present day?
Well, we're in instructs right now, so we're kind of doing the same thing, gearing up for the offseason.
Biomechanics. You've been a pitcher in the past. How in depth do you get with players and or pitchers?
So it depends on the guys. Some guys are really interested in the stuff. They want to know like what it is, why they need it. And then other guys, they just would like to know like what the drill is, what it does. So it depends on the guy and the coach as well. That's pretty much the way we go about it. A lot of the time we use video to explain a lot of concepts to guys and get them on the same page.
Former Brock Badger, Welland Jackfish, now member of the Texas Rangers and their Sports Performance Center, Ryan Bench, joining us from Arizona on the Niagara Sports Report. Are other or all MLB teams doing the same thing as the Texas Rangers? And where do you hope this current role lands you next?
Not everyone's on the same page as us. There's a lot of the good teams and good farm systems, they're doing similar things at every level. But going forward with this, I'd like to keep doing what I'm doing here and just build it out across the rest of the organization.
The Rangers will unfortunately not make the postseason. I have to ask you, who do you like in the playoffs this year? And what are the thoughts, your thoughts on the Blue Jays' chances?
I mean, I was hoping that the AL East would get four teams in, but we didn't get to see that type of chaos this year. It just goes to show how good that division is in baseball. I don't really have a favorite currently. I'm excited to see how it shakes out with all the wild card matchups. But, yeah, it's going to be fun to follow.
Your story is a brutal cool one. Anyone you'd like to mention or thank from here in Niagara?
I mean, I'd like to thank Brian Ansery for giving me initial shot with the Jackfish, being able to get around that whole group, Ryan Harrison for keeping me around even when I wasn't playing, and then all the staff at Brock Baseball, John Amarchiter, Mark LePage, and, of course, my supervisor, Mike Holmes, and co-supervisor, Dr. Mike Son, and then, of course, my parents and all the people here at the Texas Rangers who let me into their culture.
Very well said. Congrats. Continued growth. Dream big, which you are doing and continue to do. Thanks for joining the Niagara Sports Report today.
Thanks for having me, Rod.
He hails from here in Niagara, played for the Brock Badgers and Welland Jackfish, and is now part of the Texas Rangers. Great story, Ryan Bench. And in case you missed it, the Blue Jays clinched a postseason berth Thursday, and last night, well, the Blue Jays were celebrating big time, I might add. The Houston Astros clinched the number one seed in the American League. By the way, don't forget to shop and support local, and that includes AOS, Advanced Office Solutions, and the AOS group of companies. Founded here in Niagara back in 1999, cloud technology, print solutions, and business essentials all can be found at Advanced Office Solutions. Check out AOSGroup.ca today. Lacrosse through truth and reconciliation, or vice versa. Vince Longboat of Six Nations and the Brock Badgers men's lacrosse team head coach is next. Stay tuned.